You've reached the right place. A destination called Soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul. A mixed stew of soul music, and on a bowl of soul, we celebrate the life and legacy of Mr. Marvin Gaye, who was born in April and he died in April of 1984. And we celebrate his legacy and his life, and we also offer our love and our condolences to the family of a beautiful man, Mr. Nipsey Hussle, who gave back to his community and always put his best foot forward here on A Bowl of Soul.
This is your man, Jay Mose, and y'all listening to soul music at its best. A bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Chicago, that's the last place my baby stayed. Street caller 63rd, hitchhike. Yeah, I've got to find that girl. If I have to hitchhike around the world, hitchhike, baby. Come on, children, hitchhike. Now hitchhike, baby. It's all right. Hitchhike, children.
The legacy of Mr. Marvin Pence Gaye Jr., also known as Marvin Gaye, was born April 2nd, 1939, and he was killed, he was murdered on April 1st, 1984. And he was an American singer, songwriter, and record producer, and he helped to shape what we call the sound of Motown in the 1960s. And you know, Marvin Gaye, he was born in Washington, D.C., you know, and he was born in Freedman's Hospital to his father, Mr. Marvin Gaye Sr., and his mother, Alberta Gaye. And he lived in the Fairfax Apartments, which was the public housing project, which is now demolished at 1617 First Street, Southwest Waterfront neighborhood. And you know, Marvin Gaye, he was called the Prince of Motown, the Prince of Soul, and he's had some dynamic, not only recordings, but duets with Mary Wells, Kim Weston, Dinah Ross, and of course, his most famous duet was with the late, great Miss Tammy Terrell. And here on A Bowl of Soul, we celebrate the legacy of Mr. Marvin Gaye. And coming up next, you know, this British group was heavily influenced by not only the blues, but they were also influenced by the sound of Motown. Here is the Rolling Stones off of their 1965 album called Out of Our Heads, doing their rendition of what you just heard, Hitchhike, which was done in 1963 on the Motown record label. Here we got the Rolling Stones doing their recording, their cover version of Hitchhike that was done by Marvin Gaye. And you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jav York, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul with Terry Ferguson.
From the Rolling Stones doing their cover of Hitchhike. And you know the Rolling Stones, when they came out with this album was a combination of rock and roll and R&B, and a lot of the songs they did on this album, they did a cover of Don Covey's Mercy Mercy. They did That's How Strong My Love Is. Definitely they did Sam Cooke's Good Times. In fact, they did a good version of that. They did a version of Cry to Me, and you know, Heart of Stone, and you know, Oh Baby, We Got a Good Thing Going On. And you know, there was two albums actually. There was a British version of this album, but there was also the American version of this album. And I remember this album being in my record collection, which had the infamous single, which had Satisfaction on it, and that became a worldwide number one for the Rolling Stones. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and we're going to continue on the vein with Mr. Marvin Gaye, coming at you with something sweet from 1964, talking about how sweet it is to be loved by you. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul. A mixed stool of soul music, yeah.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. Yes, baby.
You listen.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. Ooh, baby, I needed the shelter of someone's arms. And there you were. I needed someone to understand my ups and downs. And there you were. With sweet love and
devotion, deeply touching my emotions. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. Hey now, how sweet it is to be loved by you. Oh, close my eyes at night and wonder what would I be without you in my life. Everything was just a bore. All the things I did since I've done them before. But you brighten up all my day with a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. Yeah, how sweet it is to be loved by you. Oh, yes, it is, baby. How sweet it is to be loved by you. Yes, it is, baby. You are better to me than I've been to myself. For me, there's you and nobody else. Stop and thank you, baby. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. Oh, how sweet it is to be loved by you. Tell the truth. Like sugar to my soul. How sweet it is to be loved by you. Oh, yes.
Giving you some sweet soul for 2 minutes and 57 seconds coming from the legendary Marvin Gaye. You know, this song was written by this Motown songwriting team in 1964 of Holland, Dozier, and Holland. And it was produced by Brian Holland and Lamont Dozier. And, you know, this song was released as a single in September of 1964, and it peaked number 6 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 chart in January of 1965, and at number 3 on the U.S. Billboard R&B Singles chart. And it was, up to that point, Marvin Gaye's most successful single, with record sales exceeding 900,000 copies. And you know, of course, you heard Marvin Gaye on the lead vocals, and backing him up were the fabulous The Andantes and the Funk Brothers on various instruments. And what I didn't know was there's a German version. Marvin Gaye released a German language version of the song called Wie schon das ist, you know, and definitely this song put Marvin Gaye on the radar, and it was the beginning of more hits to come. And it was also on the U.S. Cashbox Top 100, which it peaked at number 9. And you know, that's this song, How Sweet It Is to Be Loved By You, was covered by Junior Walker and the All-Stars in 1966 as well, and it charted number 3 on the R&B Singles chart and number 18 on the Billboard Hot 100. And also the Grateful Dead in 1972 did their version of How Sweet It Is to Be Loved By You. And of course, the legendary Mr. James Taylor in 1975. His single has been the most successful remake of the song to date, hitting number 1 on the Easy Listening chart and number 5 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. And this is A Bowl of Soul celebrating the legacy of Mr. Marvin Pence Gaye Jr. Coming up next, bringing you another hit from the legendary Mr. Marvin Gaye, talking about I'll Be Doggone, Baby. which was released in 1965. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, my name is Andy Stokes, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixture of soul music.
Long gone, then I wouldn't be doggone. I'd be long gone.
I'd be long gone. Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'd be doggone if you ain't a pretty thing,
baby.
And I'd be doggone if you ain't warm as a breath of spring. Years old. If you ever let that spring turn cold, then I wouldn't be doggone.
Hey,
hey, I'd be long gone.
I'd be long gone.
Oh, I wouldn't be doggone.
Baby,
I'd be long gone.
I'd be long gone.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you hear me?
Doggone was written by two of the Miracles, Pete Moore and Marv Tarplin. And, you know, the single, you know, Smokey Robinson, of course, too. He helped to write that song. Robinson, Moore, and Tarplin wrote this song, I'll Be Doggone. And, of course, you heard the female backup group of the Andantes singing backup on this song. And this song was Marvin Gaye's third top 10 pop hit, where it peaked at number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100, with that number matched by his follow-up record, Ain't That Peculiar. And, you know, the background vocals were not only the Andantes of Miss Marlene Barrow, Jackie Hicks, and Luvain Demps, it was also the Miracles, Claudette Rogers, Robinson, Pete Moore, Ronnie White, and Bobby Rogers in the guitar. That's Marv Tarplin, and also the backup of the fabulous Funk Brothers. And this song was recorded on January 21st, January 23rd and 29th in 1965 at the Hitsville, USA Studio A in Detroit, Michigan. And the song was released on February 26, 1965. And, you know, this song was also covered by Paul Revere and the Raiders in 1966 on their studio album called Just Like Us. And in 1973 by Penny DeHaven, which was released as a country version which was only a single on the Billboard Country chart at number 67. Albert King, the Blues Master, covered this song on his 1972 album, I'll Play the Blues for You. And the model Twiggy, which I didn't know Twiggy could sing, covered this in her album, Please Get My Name Right, in 1977. And of course, it was covered by Bob Ware, who covered the song on his 1978 solo album, Heaven Help the Fool. And he also performed it live with his band frequently during that time. And this is Ebola Soul. We are celebrating the legacy of Mr. Marvin Gaye. And of course, we celebrate 60 years of Motown Records. And that is a grand celebration in itself. You know, 60 years of soul. You know, Motown Records, you know, originally was founded by Berry Gordy Jr. as Tamla Records on January 12, 1959, and it was incorporated as the Motown Record Corporation on April 14, 1960. And we celebrate the founder, Mr. Berry Gordy Jr., and all the fabulous artists that was on this label that basically has solidified their place in American and music history. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, giving you some more Motown soul from the Gordy label, The Temptations. This is from the Psychedelic Shack album, talking about You Make Your Own Heaven and Hell right here on Earth. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, this is Chris Jasper of the Isley Brothers and Isley Jasper and Isley. And you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Born into this world, oh baby, your mind is clear as the air.
Time passes.
You learn to walk and talk.
Time passes.
You learn right from wrong.
Time passes.
Leave home seeking a life of your own.
Telling you to let your facts for what it's worth.
Listen to me, people.
Make your own heaven and hell right here on earth.
Let me tell you,
I'm telling you to let your facts for what it's worth.
Make your own heaven and hell right here on earth.
On earth, on earth, on earth.
Time passes.
And your values change. Life becomes a strange, confusing game.
Suddenly you want the finer things in life,
but you find it takes lots of hard work and sacrifice.
Now you're standing at the crossroads of life
to satisfy your personal wants.
Will you do wrong or will you do right?
One thing you must admit, and you know it's true,
the final decision is still up to you.
Let your facts for what it's worth.
Listen to me, people.
You make your own heaven and hell right here on earth.
Let me tell you one more time.
Let your facts for what it's worth.
You make your own heaven and hell right here on earth.
Listen,
people. Life is a giant invisible scale with two sides, good and bad.
You and your beliefs are the weights.
The thing to do each day. Determine the balance.
Your conscience is a flawless judge and jury, and only question you when you're wrong.
Telling you to let your facts for what it's worth.
Listen to me, people.
You make your own heaven and hell right here on earth.
One more time, I listen.
Telling you to let your facts for what it's worth.
You make your own heaven and hell right here on earth.
Listen to me.
Giving you some psychedelic soul from The Temptations off of the album Psychedelic Shack from 1970. And you know, basically the song's premise is that it informs the public that each individual person is responsible for their fate, and that the final decision to do right or wrong is still up to you. So you can decide to make your own heaven or hell right here on earth. And this is A Bowl of Soul, a mixture of soul music. And you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to The Sound.
Get behind closed doors, man, you hit the floor. And what they can't see is you're on your knees. So the next time you get a chance, tell them it's the God in me. 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 You think I'm so fresh, you think I'm so clean, you think I'm so sweet. It's the God in me. When she get home and get behind closed doors, man, she hit the floor. And what you can't see is she on her knees. And if you ask her, she'll tell you it's the God in me. 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 You think I'm so fresh, you think I'm so clean, you think I'm so sweet. It's the God in me.
Consider it gospel soul, but it's gospel and it comes from the soul. This is from Mary Mary's album, The Sound, their fourth studio album, and is the second single release from their from the Grammy Award winning group duo Mary Mary. This single was written and produced by Mary Mary and producer Warren Campbell, who is the husband of Erica Campbell. And this single won Song of the Year at the 25th Annual Stellar Awards. This single is the group's first to chart on the Billboard Hot 100 since their debut single Shackles charted in 2000. And, you know, this song has been remixed. you know, many, many times. And the single, this song has had major success and became the first song since their debut single to chart on the Billboard Hot 100, peaking at number 68. So far, this song has spent 76 weeks on the Billboard Hot R&B and Hip Hop Songs and has peaked at number 5. It reached the top 10 chart in its 42nd week, making it the longest climb to the top tier in the survey's 67-year history. It also was number 1 for Hot Gospel Songs and Hot Dance Club Play charts. And on May 20th, 2009, this single broke the record for the longest running hit for a gospel female radio artist, along with Mariah Carey's We Belong Together, before being knocked off by Keisha Cole's Love in 2006. And we celebrate Mary Mary here on A Bowl of Soul, talking about the God in me, which speaks to all of us being made in God's image, but we're all uniquely made. And that's the God in all of us. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And now we're going to come down Memphis, Tennessee way, giving you some Memphis down home soul and blues from the legendary Mr. Al Green, talking about Let's Stay Together. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi there. This is Kathy Cousins. If you want to listen to classic soul and independent R&B music, you've reached the right place. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Good, bad, happy, or sad. Come on, baby.
Now, you know that's some true classic Southern soul from my man Al Green, and you know that's off of his 1972 album of the same name, and it was produced and recorded by Willie Mitchell, but it was written by Al Green and Willie Mitchell. And this song reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100, was released as a single in 1971, and remained on the chart for 16 weeks, and also topped Billboard's R&B charts for 9 weeks. Billboard ranked it as number 11 song of 1972, and this song has been ranked the 60th greatest song of all time by Rolling Stone magazine on their list of the 500 greatest songs of all time, and it was selected by the Library of Congress as a 2010 addition to the National Recording Registry, which selects recordings annually that are culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant. And you know, this song went on to claim the number one position on the Billboard year-end chart as an R&B song for 1972. So this means that this song took a year, meaning that it held its position for a solid year. And you know, this song, like I said, was written by Al Green, Willie Mitchell, and Al Jackson Jr., who used to play for Stax Records. He was their drummer. But Tina Turner took this same song and she catapulted it back onto the charts. In fact, it was her comeback single, served as her comeback single in late 1983, charting at number 26 on the U.S. Hot 100, and it placed number 6 in the United Kingdom, one place higher than Al Green's original, and became the third time that Tina Turner reached the U.K. top 10, the first two being with her former husband, Ike Turner, on River Deep, Mountain High, and Nutbush City Limits. And at this time, the song was the most successful solo single she had released, and it was included on her multi-platinum selling album, Private Dancer. So definitely, we celebrate Al Green, the original singer and songwriter of Let's Stay Together, and we celebrate Tina Turner, who took Al Green's song and just again catapulted it back into the atmosphere. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and we celebrate Al Green and Tina Turner right here. Coming up next, these legendary ladies who came to define, they were from Detroit, Michigan, but they came to define the Philadelphia soul sound as well. The Jones Girls, talking about Nights Over Egypt. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Miss Kelly. You're listening to A Bowl of Soul with Professor T. Love.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul. Thank you.
some soul from the Jones Girls from 1981, talking about Nights Over Egypt, and I believe that was off the album called Children of the Night. And this is a bowl of soul celebrating the Jones Girls. And coming up next, got some soul from Miss Olita Adams, talking about the rhythm of life. And this is a bowl of soul.
You're listening to a bowl of soul.
You, woo! I've always loved this song, "Rhythm of Life." That was off of Lita album, Lita Adams' first album, where she had that single "Get Here If You Can," and you know, a beautiful, beautiful album. And I, of course, I love this single "Rhythm." the rhythm of life. And, you know, we are all living the rhythm of life. Doesn't matter what's going on in it. It is the rhythm of life. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Make sure you catch up with A Bowl of Soul on the Progressive Radio Network on www.prn.fm at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific. Make sure you catch up with A Bowl of Soul, of course, on Live 365, giving you 365 days of soul, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, with limited commercial interruption. I just want to tell everyone out there in the world, thank you for tuning into A Bowl of Soul and getting your dose of soul to go. That's right, soul to go. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at A Bowl of Soul, and you can hit me up at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. And also, I have my own podcast website, www.abowlofsoul.com, and you can also catch A Bowl of Soul on iHeartRadio. Just look for A Bowl of Soul. And also, A Bowl of Soul is now on RadioPublic.com, and tune in as well as Stitcher Radio. And coming up next, you know, we tragically lost this positive 33-year-old young man who people had great things to say about. This young man who was able to use his influence and power as a rapper and take his money and use it for the betterment of his community. He could have lived any place else. He could have lived in Calabasas, or, you know what I'm saying, he could have lived in San Francisco, wherever he wanted to live in California, but he basically brought his money back home to South Central Los Angeles, and he died on March 31st, 2019. Ermias Joseph Asgadum, also known professionally as Nipsey Hussle. And we celebrate Nipsey Hussle here on A Bowl of Soul. And I'm going to play for you one of his singles called Right Hand to God. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul. Shine on these bras, stay on my job, grind with my squad, 100 racks on my car, no license at all, no 10 on that thing, nigga, cause that's how we ball. All these fuck niggas flaw, suckers and frauds, my circle so small, stick to my script and just ball. First I pick up my bitch, and we shut down the mall, had to pick up the tip, she tried to pay for it all. Bring some yak with my plate, garlic noodles and steak, bouncing out the valet. With all these tats on my face, people looking like, hey, black niggas stay in your place. But it's some shit they gon' think, and it's some shit they gon' say. Got to a brick from an A, see that music's my fate. Switched it up from out my trunk, went to the top of my state. And I Versace my waist, like Tupac in his hay. Brian Williams, how I built this saw money estate. Whoa! My right hand to God. I put my right hand to God. Now, I put my right hand to Jesus. Fly like an eagle. Fight with these demons. Shine light on my people. This life is a free though. Success is a keto. My wife is a C-note, but my mistress is Creole. I sip on that Clico while I'm banging that zero. Ghetto nigga like Cheetos that got more famous than CeeLo. Turn legit from illegal just like Pesci and Casino. Get JS off of P-Roll, watch him blow up like C-Fo. I rose from a Regal, Aurora's and Lakers. No pros on Alpinas, the German dropped on two Cedars. Was young and prestigious, phone was matching my beeper. How the fuck you gon' reach him? He making more than his teachers. Moving forward with speed, all your morals are lead. Only focus is cheese, now the forest is trees. Got infected with greed,
distort what you see. Your worst nightmare to me is justify your means. Hold up.
Bowl of Soul, we celebrate the legacy of Mr. Nipsey Hussle or Myers Joseph Askedom, and we celebrate what he has done in terms of his love for his people, love for his community, believed in developing, you know, he had put money into STEM, you know, science, technology for the children in South Los Angeles, and he invested in real estate, and he really took seriously what his mission was on this earth, and we celebrate him. And, you know, just sad in my heart about this, because this was a brother who knew about gangbanging and stuff, but he decided to do something with himself and elevate, you know. Sometimes we can come through certain things, but we have to elevate, and we have to elevate our game, because we don't stay there long. Even Malcolm X, he went through, he was a criminal, you know, he went to jail, but then he converted to Islam, and he became the greatest man prophet we've ever seen. And we celebrate Nipsey Hussle here on A Bowl of Soul. I'm going to leave you with Marvin Gaye, who we celebrate also this month of April, along with, you know, we celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King, who was assassinated on April 4th, 1968. April is a month considered to be a month of when Jesus took his walk to the cross, and then he died, but then he rose. And I believe in everything, there is a resurrection. Here on A Bowl of Soul, we celebrate Marvin Gaye. They re-released the album that wasn't released, which was the follow-up to the What's Going On album, which he was became his moniker. But this album, March 31st, You're the Man, was released March 31st, released a few days before the celebration of his birth on April 22nd. So here on A Bowl of Soul, we're going to play You're the Man by Marvin Gaye. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Talking to the people. Thank you.
because the tables just might turn against you, brother. Sit around election day. Politics and hypocrites is turning us all into lunatics. Can you take the guns from our sons? Right all the wrong this administration's done. Peace and freedom is the issue.
Giving you some soul from the it's not re-released. It wasn't released, but now it has been released. You're the Man album from Marvin Gaye was scrapped It was supposed to have been released in 1972, but it got scrapped. But it was released on March 29th, and make sure you go out there, you get You're the Man, and you support the recordings of Mr. Nipsey Hussle. Support all the recordings here by going to Amazon or iTunes. You got it. You go there, you purchase the singles. Well, we celebrate the legendary Mr. Marvin Gaye here on A Bowl of Soul. And a lot of his songs always had some meaning and significance. And, you know, basically he said, you're the man, and it's up to you. You can correct a lot of things, a lot of wrong things that's going on. And if you say that you're committed to the people, then it's up to you. And one thing that's very important to understand is that that's exactly what the young man Nipsey Hussle did. You know, there's been sermons preached about what do you do with the dash? And he did a lot with his dash, and so did Marvin Gaye. I hope that you enjoyed listening to A Bowl of Soul, celebrating the legacy of Marvin Pence Gaye Jr., who was born on April 2nd, 1939, and he was killed in April of 1984. And again, my condolences to the family of Nipsey Hussle, who was a brilliant young man who had done some great things. And I hope that his legacy to his children and his family lives on. And you are listening to A Bowl of Soul. Have a blessed weekend, and make sure you treat people as you wish to be treated, and make sure you do something with your dash. And you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.